Adam Evans with the NIRS News. There are concerns that changes to the National Disability Scheme being debated in Federal Parliament next week will further wind back the rights of Indigenous people living with a disability. The First Peoples Disability Network is lobbying NDIS Minister Bill Shorten to revise the proposed legislative amendments as they do not address many of the concerns that MOB have with the scheme. CEO Damien Griffiths says proposed eligibility tests and extending the powers of the CEO will only make it harder for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disabilities to access help they need.
The scheme, the National Disability Insurance Agency, still does not have a good enough understanding of the reality of lives of many of mob with disability, particularly mob with disability living in regional remote Australia. It's still too difficult to access, too difficult to understand, and not in a culturally friendly and accessible way, and there needs to be significant overhauls.
The Federal Coalition has welcomed a government-backed pay rise for childcare workers, but warns it doesn't go far enough. National Radio News' Noah Second reports from Canberra.
A multi-billion dollar commitment from the government will ensure all childcare workers receive a 15% pay rise starting in part from December. The conditions for the funding limits fee increases by childcare providers to just over 4% for 12 months. However, opposition leader Peter Dutton says any increase in wages will be eaten up by inflation.
Nobody begrudges an increase in the wages of any worker, let alone childcare workers, but it's not going to be of benefit to the childcare workers if we just see interest rates stay higher for longer.
The Prime Minister says today's announcement is just one stage in the rollout of universal childcare.
Victoria's hospitals will be overhauled but not forced to merge following a scathing review that found the health system is no longer fit for purpose. The state government has accepted all but 27 of the recommendations from an expert review that highlighted the need for fundamental change. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says a new agency, Hospitals Victoria, will be set up to identify back office functions to consolidate.
Hospitals Victoria will be a dedicated standalone agency within the Department of Health that will work directly with hospitals. It will help support hospitals to have that full focus on patient care instead of the back office bureaucracy.
We'll have more coming up next.
Round 22 of the 2024 AFL Premiership season for AFL Indigenous Broadcasting. Tonight from 7pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's the Sydney Swans taking on Collingwood live from Gadigal Lands at the SCG. And on Sunday from 12:30pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Carlton taking on Hawthorn live from Wurundjeri Lands at the MCG.
Broadcast throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Far National Indigenous Radio Service for voices of our people.
To sport, and Australia added two silver medals and two bronze medals to its medal haul at the Paris Olympics overnight. Moesha Johnson looks set to add to Australia's gold medal tally in the 10K marathon swim, but she was chased down late in the race. Australia clinched another silver medal later in the day in a thrilling men's K4 500 metre. The Australian finished 0.04 of a second behind race winner Germany. Caitlin Parker became the first Australian woman to claim a boxing medal, winning the bronze in the 75 kilo class. And Charlie Senior secured another bronze medal in the men's 57 kilo class. And tennis officials are providing valuable health and cultural lessons as well as sporting tips to junior players at the National Indigenous Tennis Carnival in Darwin. Almost 200 junior Indigenous tennis players from across the country are in the city for the event, which caters to players of all abilities. Tennis Northern Territory CEO Tania Tandora says it's a great setting for people to share stories about their lives.
Really what we do is bring all the different groups together and they facilitate a chat. All the different groups that have come from all over Australia just talk about where they're from, and they might even just do something like present a piece of artwork that they've done along the way, tell a story, even do a dance, whatever suits them, whatever they're comfortable with. But it's just a really nice icebreaker.
To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you've missed a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama clinic and wellbeing centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. All ears here for your daily program. Don't forget you can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And also you can check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, and yarn up strong in that space. Fantastic. So, yarn up strong, all ears here on your daily program, and all topics, any topics, and yeah, black or white, give us a call, have your say. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn. We're talking about National Stroke Week, which is 5th, 11th of August, and the Revolution Therapy Supporting Stroke Survivors here in Cairns. We're going to catch up a yarn there with George Fowler, occupational therapist at Spinal Life Australia, and we do have George online. George, good morning, how are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So, Georgia, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. So, you're based in Cairns, aren't you?
I am, yes. We're Spinal Life Australia at the Healthy Living Centre in Cairns North, just on the Esplanade.
Oh, fantastic. And we are in the week, 5th, 11th of August, National Stroke Week. And the Revolutionary Therapy Supporting Stroke Survivors in Cairns. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, so it's an important week to raise awareness of stroke, which is a serious condition across Australia and the world. So in Australia, stroke occurs once every 19 minutes to one of our population, and it affects one in four people across the world. They'll have a stroke in their lifetime.
And it's not discriminative, is it, regarding colour, regarding age, regarding gender? It's out there, isn't it?
That's right, yep. So stroke can happen to anybody at any age. And interestingly enough, up to 80% of strokes can actually be prevented.
Let's talk about the prevention, please, Georgia.
Yeah, so in terms of prevention, some of the causes of stroke that are within our control are things like high blood pressure, our weight, smoking, high cholesterol, and our alcohol intake. Mm-hmm. So some of those changes that we can make are seeing our GP, making time to have a health check, and staying active and healthy, and eating well. Trying to, quit smoking and reducing our alcohol intake.
Is hereditary at the table?
Sorry?
Hereditary.
Yeah, there are some hereditary, things that you can discuss with your GP that would increase your risk of having a stroke.
Yeah. Yes.
So I guess the key message as well is the acronym FAST. So F stands for face. If you're around your loved ones or your friends, looking out for facial droop or has their mouth dropped. The A stands for arms. So can they lift both arms? If they can only lift one arm, that may suggest that they've had a stroke. The S stands for speech. Is their speech slurred? Are they having difficulty understanding you? And then the T stands for time. So if any of those signs to do with their face, their arms, or their speech indicates that they may have had a stroke, then we need to act fast and call 000.
Sorry, Georgia, and confirm T, the acronym for T?
T stands for time.
Time. Okay, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so don't delay.
Very important to
call
act.
Call 000 and, getting them to an emergency department as soon as possible.
Sure. How often should we be doing checkups, a doctor checkup, but then when they do doctor checkup, they do check on your heart, do they not? Or do we have to ask for it?
No, they should be checking, things like blood pressure and doing those checks. So, look, I guess that's down to between the person and their GP as to how often they should be getting, how often they should be going in for those health checks. Mm-hmm. If somebody has some chronic conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure, then maybe the GP would be having regular checkups, say 3 monthly.
Yes, 3 monthly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And ourselves, we, the individual, have got to do our bit. You mentioned smoking, exercise, carrying weight, what have you. We need to do our bit as well in regard to, knowing what's good for us and what's bad for us. Sugar, fatty foods, whatever the case may be, yes?
That's correct, yeah. So just trying to get out there, going for a walk with your family and your friends, trying to make sure that you're eating a balanced diet and yet quitting cigarettes or trying to reduce those and being on a plan to quit and then absolutely, reducing alcohol intake or avoiding alcohol.
So when we talk about a National Stroke Week, 5th, 11th of August, well, in actual fact, 365 days a year, we should be looking after ourselves, should we not?
That's absolutely it. And just monitoring, the people that are around you and your loved ones and acting on that FAST acronym because stroke can kill and it is very prevalent. In Australia and across the world. So I guess just in terms of our services here at Spinal Life, we do have an amazing rehabilitation centre at the Healthy Living Centre here on the northern end of the Esplanade, and we do work with a lot of stroke survivors.
Yes.
We offer occupational therapy. We run a fantastic arm and hand group to really assist people in regaining function with their arm and hands to increase their independence, to return to doing the things that they want and need to do every day. We also have a hydrotherapy pool, and we offer physiotherapy and exercise physiology as well.
So Georgia, if you have a stroke and you're still with us and not your time, so you talk about the drooping of the face, your limbs, mainly left-hand side. Once the stroke has happened, but you're still with us, the limb in the face, what have you, can that be repaired, or is that with you for the rest of your life?
So it really depends on each individual, and each outcome is very different. But yes, that is where the time within that FAST acronym is critical. So the sooner that person receives emergency care, mm-hmm. The faster, the medical teams are able to respond, and that person will have a greater outcome than another person who, because time is just of the essence.
Sure. Yep. So run with FAST. Yeah. So very important.
Yeah. And but there are certainly, up to 500,000 Australians who are living every day with impairments post stroke. So some of those people will have mobility issues,
yes.
Some speech and language difficulties. They're experiencing, muscle weakness and reduced coordination. So, yes, it typically affects one part of your brain, and then people are experiencing those issues on the opposite side. The part of the brain that has been affected.
Yes. Yeah. And the old saying, nobody knows your body better than you. So you know what's going on. So if you feel as though, gee, I'm out of breath here for no reason, or gee, I'm feeling a bit dizzy here, best to check yourself in and go and have a chat to your doctor.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be lackadaisy with it. Especially talking about as you're getting older, of course, but as you said, stroke can hit anybody, no matter who you are, no matter what age. So you just got to be aware and got to be don't argue the point with yourself, so to speak. Act on it is what I'm saying. Yep.
Yep. Act on it immediately. Yep. And there are changes that we can all make today to reduce those risk factors that are within our control.
Yes, exactly. Look, the fact that we're talking about it here on radio, it's out of sight, out of mind, and you're living your life, and then you're driving the car and you hear this yarn here, you're thinking, well, actually, I had a bit of a dizzy spell yesterday, so I'll go for a checkup. There it is. We're just having that conversation, and it's so important to have a conversation. It could instigate your action to go and get checked up.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Yep. Georgia, nice talking with you. Thank you very much for sharing.
No problems. Thanks, Trevor. Great to talk to you.
All the best. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Georgia Fowler, her name is, occupational therapist at Spinal Life Australia, based here in Cairns. And yeah, so with that, it is National Stroke Week, 5th to 11th of August, the revolutionary therapy supporting stroke survivors in Cairns. And look, big numbers there. Alarmingly, current data states that more than 445,000 Australians are living with the effects of stroke. So, in fact, 2020, there were an estimated 39,500 stroke events in Australia. That's more than 100 every day. So the stark statistics highlight the ongoing need for comprehensive post-stroke support and rehabilitation services to aid survivors in their recovery journey. So hats off to Spinal Life Australia. Got to work together. But, have a talk to yourself. As you brush your teeth and look at the person in the mirror, have a yarn. How you feeling? When's the last time you went to check out? I did a checkup. So do what you need to do. Prolong your life and do it for yourself. Do it for your children. Do it for your grandchildren. Do it for your family. If not, do for that person in the mirror. Here it is. Have you say yarn up strong. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. ani garemin yangi ani lugulang ani gimubila gamalumi ani jiria.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
In the mango rain,
maka taka tia.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit. Mango Rain here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Okay, after talking to Georgia Fowler, occupational therapist at Spinal Life Australia, we were talking National Stroke Week, 5th, 11th of August. Well, also in the same week, we have the National Student Volunteer Week on the 5th, 11th of August. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Kieran Adahikari and talk about this space. And hats off to all volunteers. They do move this country in more ways than one. And we've got Kieran on the line. Kieran, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Trevor.
Where are you based, Kieran?
I'm in Brisbane at the moment.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much. You got an accent there. Where are you from, Kieran?
I'm from Nepal.
Okay, Nepal. Well, thank you. So, look, we are celebrating National Student Volunteer Week, 5th, 11th of October,
Yes.
Queensland students unleash their superpower to transform communities. So, look, volunteers move this country in more ways than one. Hats off to all volunteers and all industries. But the country would not survive without volunteers, yes?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So tell us about this space and tell us about, well, give us some numbers as well, volunteers, and what ages are we talking when we're talking about National Student Volunteer Week? What students and what ages are we talking?
We're talking about ages 18 to 24.
Okay.
Basically, the student, they are students.
Yes. Well, we're students for life now. They did a lot of work, and we're talking all the industries, aren't we, Kieran?
Yes, we. You can volunteer in any industry. It's not only about community services or social work, but anyone from marketing background or from customer service or from hospitality, anyone can volunteer.
And when you're talking volunteer, yes, you are supporting an organisation or supporting a movement or supporting this country. But there are benefits in becoming a volunteer, networking, making friends, learning new ideas, picking up skills, all the above, yes?
Yes, that's true. It's 100% true. You know, when you come here, I mean, I'm from Nepal. I've come to Australia. And my first career started from volunteering because I was not getting a job for quite some time.
Yes.
And, yeah, it'll give you a platform to learn the skills that you require when you go for a paid job,
yes.
I suppose.
Yes. And then it could open up into job opportunities, if not career pathway for yourself.
Definitely. That will definitely end up with either job opportunities or if somebody is looking for a place, work placement, maybe this could be volunteering. It could be a platform to grab that.
Mm. And when you look at it, there's no... some companies and some organisations put an ad out there looking for volunteers. But if you went and knocked on anybody's door, whether it be a business or organisation or government organisation, hey, I want to volunteer my time, 9 out of 10, they will pick you up, yes?
Yes, that's definitely true. And, in Australia, most of the organisations, they offer these positions, volunteer positions. Mm. And I think you can just walk in and ask them, I want to volunteer sometime. I'm sure that they'll not say no.
Yeah, they won't say no. Yep, they'll take them. You're reaching out, they'll reach back.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we're talking about all ages. 18. You've got to be 18. You've got to be 18 and over. Is that right? Is there rules, regulations?
Yeah, 18 and over. And as we say that when you have to study, there's no age limit, or now the government has put some age, but then when you go for studies and there's no age limit, you can learn at any age. I believe starting 18 or after 18, at any age you can go and volunteer.
Fantastic. And so do you have, when you talk volunteers or Vinnies, Star Community Services and the Orca Project, that's where you work, is that right?
Yes, I do with Vinnies, Star Community Services, the Orca Project, Wesley Mission, Queensland, and on a yearly or half-yearly basis with Impact Institute for the Disability Expo. Okay. That happens in Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Yes, yes. Now, you got ORCA project here. What's the acronym for ORCA?
I'll have to look into that. But it's about, ORCA project is all about skilling the young people aging from 17 to 21 so that they are capable, or they are capable, so they are ready to do the job, or they are ready to experience the work as in which they are interested in.
Okay, fantastic. So, look, a great opportunity, and anybody at any moment can become a volunteer. And like I said, we do agree that volunteers really do move this country. And it is National Student Volunteer Week, and so we're just making people aware of that. And look, open your heart, open your mind, but also opens up opportunity for you as an individual. And thank you for sharing, Kieran. And how long have you been part of Vinnie's?
It's been 1.5 years now, because as I came, as I said, when I came to Australia, I had no job. So I started right away with volunteer service. So with Vinnie's, it's 1.5 years now.
Fantastic. Well, do enjoy that journey. Thank you for sharing. You take care. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. And I would like to wish everyone a National Student Volunteer Week, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the week.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kieran. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adela Young, Kieran Adahikari is her name, volunteers of Vinnie's, Star Community Services, and the ORCA Project. And look, fantastic. And like I said, volunteers around this country and all industries do move this country forward. So, yeah, it is a great opportunity. You're helping a company, organization, especially if it's community-based, then you're helping your community and giving up your time. You say you don't have a lot of money, but we've all got 24 hours in a day. It's just what you do with your time. Be productive with your time, and the best exercise for your heart was you bending down, lifting somebody up, and volunteering. You're doing just that. So too deadly. Have you say Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana Strong, you mob, too deadly.
Ina ne kapuana, ina ne kapuana, ula, 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 epi, guana, 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 ina ne kapuana.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Rita Mills, Blue Mountain, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program. It is National Talk Black. So Yarn Up Strong, you might. We're going to catch up with Yarn with Lucas on the line. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Burke here.
Burke. Big shout out to all your mob there, Burke. Thank you. And what you want to yarn about, brother?
Well, I just want to know what people's thoughts, you know, like, what are the thoughts on, you know, you got a United Nations.
Yes.
Well, what about a United Tribes?
Oh, love that. I love that. United Tribe. Are we talking about First Nation people across the globe?
Oh, yeah.
Have an organisation that represents all First Nation people on planet Earth. I love that.
Yeah.
That's smart, actually. Yeah, why not? Well, here we've got in this country, you know, like a Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs Minister. Well, we should have one of those globally at the table in the United Nations. Yep. Is that what you're saying? The division?
Absolutely.
Food for thought. That should be put across the table. I mean, I know they have UNDRIP, United Nations Declaration, Rights of Indigenous People, but there should be a body of First Nation people at the table. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely.
I like that concept idea. So what do you do, Lucas?
No, I look after a lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs.
I get dumped. Yeah, well.
All the mangy dogs in communities?
No, I just live on a reservation and people dump a lot of dogs down on the reservation where I live here. I'm about a K out of town. So I pick them up in boxes on the sides of the road in the wind and the rain. And I bring them home here and I try and find them homes and I just look after them that way.
And you do that? We're talking about, I was just talking to Kieran Adakira, who's with the Vinnies, and talking about it is a National Volunteer Week, 5th, 11th of August. So you do that not for payment. You do that, you're volunteering, looking after dogs, and then find them a home.
Well, I do it out of, my culture basically helps me carry on doing what I do. First thing by Amy and I teach, you know, is like, in an Aboriginal culture, we love our animals. We look after them. We have kinship with all animals.
We do, yes.
Where you go to a Bible and have a look, and you got written, God gives dominion to man over animals and land and stuff like that. So then you got another side of people who were blowing up the country, mine, and going out in big trawlers, catching up all the fish. Yep,
and cruel to animals as well. A lot of human beings.
And cruel to
that.
Animals. Yes. You turn on your television and you see the animal cruelty where they're poking sheep's eyes out on ships and things like that that are, you know, in the middle of the ocean and they're traveling to some country to drop all sheep and cattle and, like, people are cruel to them. Like, that's a bit sick.
Yeah, exactly. So you do the other end. You take stray dogs. You look after them.
I take stray dogs in, and I'll tell you what, if I had a car, I'd be out on the land out here burning off wherever I can too.
Yeah.
The thing is that no one out here even does them kind of practices. Because we got to encourage our, you know, like, we got to give something back for our kangaroo and emus. See, we got black fellows here that are running national parks and wildlife and that. I've been going up there.
Rangers.
I've been going up there to see a guy named Phil Sullivan for a while now, trying to explain to him that I'm seeing a lot of roe shooters out here.
Okay.
And they're getting around and they're culling all the kangaroos and things like that there. The first thing come to my head was, well, they're doing that there in America. They killed out hundreds and thousands of bisons. That was to cut the Indian off from what he needed, the Native American. Well, they're taking our kangaroo from us. They even got, you know, they're killing our emus and all, like. You know, like,
there should be a stop
I don't want to be walking in the shop to buy meat all the time, brother. I like my feed of kangaroo and emu from time to time.
Sure. You feel that they it's not being policed properly? They're just going crazy with it? They're culling them?
Yeah, they're just culling them. I'll tell you an example of something, though. My brother was down at a place called Lake Mungo working with my cousin there, and he said when he was going back to the station one day, they had to go through and pull up at a fence.
Mm.
And when he jumped out of the car to go and open the gate, he said a few k's down the road, brother, he said, it looked like this big whirlwind. There was just dust everywhere. He said it was fucking real hot. Sorry for swearing, but he said it was real hot. And you know what? He said, quick, get in. He said, we got to go down here. When he got down there, there was like 70 or 80 kangaroos. A lot of them was dead. The other ones that was alive was trying to jump the fence all in one corner because on the other side of that fence was a tank. And you know what my brother and his cousin did?
Mm.
He jumped straight out and he said, well, we've got to put these white fellas straight. So they cut that fence down and they let the kangaroos go straight through. And when the fella who worked at that Lake Mungo pulled up and said, what are you doing and stuff like that, dude, I said, oi, man, we're not like you fellas.
Mm.
We're not like yous.
Yeah,
yous are
sure.
Deliberately putting kangaroos into these paddocks and fencing them off, and yous are doing it with emus and everything. Like,
they're a national icon, and we don't want to be extincting them, do we?
Well, no, we don't.
Mm, exactly.
You know, and they don't go backwards, and neither should us black people and what we want.
Mm. Yep. Yep. They can learn a lot off us then.
We got to, you know, we can do for ourselves if we, I think this United Tribes would be the one to do it because we cut out the big bosses who are in Parliament feeding their own pockets.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about United Nations, which is a world organisation that helps guides direction for humanity on planet Earth. Well, we need a spokesperson there for, or a group of people there for First Nation. I think that's a great idea. And then there's First Nation conversations at the table on a global scale. When you talk about First Nation people of this country, 60,000 years, the first people, we're all professors in all fields. So if you've got us at the table, then you've got a platform, you can hear what we've got to say, and you can be students learning and listening, yes?
Oh, there's so much we can do to help each other and ourselves in that day. We have enough warriors and enough sisters out there that we can just really put our heads in on this and our hearts in the right place.
I mean,
you know, like I've been to, you know, my uncle, even my father built a mud brick house and there's the only one at a place called Kermiala Mission.
Mm.
And you know, that place is cold during summer and warm during winter.
Mm.
And every other house on the mission is built, made up of all other materials. Mm. But my uncle knew what he wanted, see, and he built himself a real nice place. Now
it still stands today?
It still stands today. And look, imagine going to places where, you know, we can make our own mud brick homes and all work together and help one another in those ways, you know. We can help each other out.
Homeless, a lot of homeless going on and people are struggling for housing.
Oh, that's right. Like, you know, if these fellas magically walked up to me and said, hey, Lucas, we'll give you 1,000 hectares of land, what do you want to do with it? Well, I'd be burning off. I'd be trying to put in, you know, gardens and things like that. Whatever is there, whatever I can use to help feed my people. And,
yeah, beautiful. Lucas, you're speaking of your people. Who are your mob, brother?
Oh, jeez. Well, my grandmother is a Johnson. My grandfather is a Handy.
Mm-hmm.
That's on my father's side and on my mother's side.
Who are your tribal mob, bro?
Father is Buchanan and stuff like that. And my tribe is Barkindji. I take my grandmother's tribe, Barkindji. Right,
beautiful. Beautiful. Well, good yarn over here. Thank you for sharing. Look after those deadly dogs, and it's great work that you're doing, my brother. And I'll take on board to what you're saying. United Nations should have a First Nation group of people at the table.
Of course, we can help heal each other, brother.
Yep, exactly.
You know, if we all start working to heal each other, help each other, you know what I mean? We're going to put a lot of people out of jobs. The ones who don't want good for us.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Having people there for the right reasons.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll be heading up your way before Christmas, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
So you might see me getting around up that way, but I want to go up there for a week just to cleanse myself, you know, go and dive in the water there. And
yes.
I'd like to go and see that healer there as well. So.
Well, too beautiful. Well, thank you for the yarn, Lucas. You take care, my brother.
You take care, blood, and have a good day in that day.
You too, Cuss. See you, bro.
Yeah, later.
Deadly. That's Lucas from Bourke, Queensland. Fantastic. And big heart, takes on dogs, stray dogs, looks after them, then finds a home for them. Too deadly. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Do add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416, about 9 minutes left on the program. And we've got the news coming up very soon via NERS. Big shout out to the NERS team, National News Radio Service. And Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
That's Black Rock Band, Red, Black and Yellow, Deadly Colours. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs. Tony, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Radio Brothers.
How are you? Good to hear your voice, brother. You good?
Yeah, I'm sort of struggling, mate. I've just had the council review done on reinstating the two crosses in the cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah. How'd you go?
No good, mate. I think I'm after my neck in legal stuff, but that's not really why I'm in, but that's an update. That
update, thank you.
It's not going good.
Yep, okay.
How can I start this?
Mm-hmm.
I was down the green patch, which is in Gordonvale, supposed to be our outside area. And about 2 weeks ago, we had what I would call an unwelcome to country ceremony going on.
Okay. Explain, please.
Well, we had one of Donna's good friend, activist woman, surrogate, that's been silenced.
Mm-hmm.
We have no native title that people can live on in Golden Valley. So we have about 50 or 60 cars in the camping ground the council created on the green patch area.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady came down, stood next to me, and she started singing out on Saturday night, "What are all you people doing on my country?" And
You know this person?
I know this person very well. She's an activist, and I met her first down at the tent embassy in the cemetery.
Oh, okay, yes.
And, and people get to the point where they have to say something, so she come there, and there's a big crowd of people, so she, from the top of the thing, it's like an amphitheatre there, she addressed the whole crowd there on Saturday night, "What are you doing on my country? We've got no rights, you know, we've got a few people trying to live and camp down on the river, and the place is a mess, and it's just a destruction zone." Anyway, I gave her a chair, and she sat next to me, and she really let them have it for about 20 minutes, and I thought, I wasn't going to say, "Oh, don't do that," I let her go, because I thought it was good for her to actually, for the whole crowd to hear the truth from a proper grassroots person on country.
Mm.
So
get it off your chest, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was good for her, you know. And they heard the truth. They tell the truth telling. They couldn't have had a closer truth. Now, with all the things that are happening with the green patch, and then the council want to take water from the river, we've got this thing where we're looking at Curtis Pitt, the Labor MP for Mulgrave, and Brett Moller, the Division 1 councillor for Gordonvale area. We're looking at them as like traitors to the town for taking the water from the river for Cairns. And we understand that that's the only reason that the council amalgamation went ahead years ago. And there's an old newspaper report called Tapping the Mulgrave.
Mm.
We don't know what's happening, but the people are wild and have... We need our grassroots radio stations.
Mm.
That's all I can tell you, Trevor. We need you.
We have our yarns, yes, we do.
There's so much going on out here, and the people are devastated, and the unwelcome to the ceremony, well, like the last man said there, for all Murrays to be united. Mm. If that king comes to this country, they should be united and give him an unwelcome to country by turning their back on him unanimously.
Mm.
A king has no place coming to this country and people performing welcome to country ceremonies or whatever for him.
Well, you see, the government doing their bit and regarding First Nation people in this country, still a lot of gaps to be closed, but then you look at what the royal family's done, has done nothing in this space, have they?
Nothing, mate. Except the Queen never done nothing, and the King's doing that, and he's going to come here and everybody make a big fuss out of him and grovel and tap dance. This is the golden opportunity to Murray to show their displeasure. There's no treaty, there's no acknowledgement, there's nothing.
Yep, make a good point, my brother. I've got to go to the news, but thank you for your call, my brother, and please do keep in touch, Tony Gibbs.
I'll do that, Trevor. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. Tony Gibbs, and it's come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for you, Mob. We've got the news coming up very soon, so stay tuned for that. Nurse, big shout out, Nurse, and Jan Upstrong here. Is the Ball You Run, 1 hour program here at National Talk Black at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindingi. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation to NERS, across the country, thanks to NERS. A big shout out to the NERS team. You Mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon.